With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a primetime address from the White House, President Trump says U.S. forces will finish the job in Iran soon, as core strategic objectives are nearing completion. He said the Iranian regime gave him no choice.
My first preference was always the path of diplomacy, yet the regime continued their relentless quest for nuclear weapons and rejected every attempt at an agreement. For this reason, in June, I ordered a strike on Iran's key nuclear facilities in Operation Midnight Hammer. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
The U.S. has presented Iran with a 15-point plan aimed at bringing about a ceasefire, including a demand for the Strait of Hormuz to be reopened and for its nuclear program to be rolled back. President Trump declared birthright citizenship stupid after the Supreme Court wrapped up arguments in the case. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
President Trump, who wants to see the practice eliminated, repeated his opposition to it in a social media post. He posted from the White House, quote, "We are the only country in the world stupid enough to allow birthright citizenship." During the arguments, the justices cast doubt on Mr. Trump's bid to limit birthright citizenship. While the concept is relatively rare around the world, about three dozen countries guarantee citizenship to children born on their territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Shoppers increased their spending in February, particularly on cars and clothing, after pulling back at the start of the year due to severe winter storms. Retail sales rose a better-than-expected 0.6% in February. Artemis astronauts Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen are on their way to the moon. They'll hurtle several thousand miles beyond the moon, hang a U-turn, and then come straight back home in a 10-day mission. This is SRN News. A leading poll taker looks at America in its 250th birthday year.
The Pew Research Center is marking the country's big anniversary by compiling a vast data profile of how we have changed since the last big celebration, the bicentennial, 50 years ago. Pew reports that, amongst other things, quote, "The American family has witnessed substantial changes. Americans marry and have children at later ages than they once did, and fewer are doing these things at all. Also, a smaller share of children live with two married parents." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs that receive federal money. This is SRN News. In health news, officials have approved a new weight loss pill from Eli Lilly.
The Food and Drug Administration's decision means patients in the U.S. will soon have access to a second daily oral medication to treat obesity and weight-related issues. The drug will be sold as Foundayo. It starts shipping on Monday. The new pill joins Novo Nordisk's Wegovy pill, which has generated more than 600,000 prescriptions in the U.S. since it was approved in December. Lilly says pricing for Foundayo, for those with insurance, will start as low as $25 a month. Bob Agner reporting.
As droughts worsen, desalinization is expanding rapidly. More than 20,000 plants now convert seawater to drinking water worldwide. Most use reverse osmosis, forcing seawater through membranes to filter out the salt. But the process carries steep environmental costs, and plants emit millions of tons of carbon annually. More details at srnnews.com.